My dearest mother, I am grieved that you should be in such anxiety about me. I have some fever, what has not declared itself. It is an ill wind that blows nobody good. I am writing uncomfortably, and this is enough for a sick man. My sickness falling at the most pressing time of university work, it will be the devil to pay. Only there is no harm in saying, that gives me no trouble but an unlooked-for relief. At many such a time I have been in a sort of extremity of mind. Now I am the most placidest soul in the world. And you will see when I come round, I shall be the better for this. To seem the stranger lies my lot, my life among strangers. Father and mother dear, brothers and sisters are in Christ not near, and he my peace, my parting sword and strife. England, whose honour, oh, all my heart woos, wife to my creating thought, would neither hear me were I pleading, plead nor do I. I weary of idle a being but by where wars are rife. I am in Ireland now. Now I am at a third remove. Not but in all removes I can kind love both give and get. Only what word wisest my heart breeds dark heavens, baffling ban bars, or hell's spell thwarts. This to hoard unheard, heard unheeded, leaves me a lonely began. It is the beginning of the end. Home rule or separation is near. Let them come. Anything is better than the attempt to rule a people who own no principle of civil obedience at all, not only to the existing government, but to none at all. I should be glad to see Ireland happy, even though it involved the fall of England, if that could come about without shame and guilt. But Ireland will not be happy. A people without a principle of allegiance cannot be. Inattention at chapel in mourning, wasting mourning, intemperance in food, biscuits, wine twice a day, relapsing into old impurity, irreverence at a prayer, altogether self-indulgence, talking unwisely on a dangerous subject, breaking into work by scribbling. Wicked thoughts have occurred and not been at once driven away. Wasting time away from work. Inattentions at church in mourning. No reading done or anything. Evil thoughts. Writing letter in mourning when I should have read. Falling into old habits, laziness in bed, eating two biscuits, laziness in getting up, getting little work done, and staying talking in evening on a dangerous subject, pursued more than it need have been. no drawing, despondency and ill humor, looking at a dreadful word in lexicon, conceited thoughts arising, idling somewhat in morning and in going to bed, so as not to be there till after 12. Dangerous thing, which I would read twice. Inattention at Sam's in chapel. Falling into old habits. Looking at and thinking of stallions. Lateness in getting up. Idleness in morning and no work at all in the evening. Looking at a man who tempted me.
Cum masculo non commisiberis coitu femineo, quia abominatio est.
Thou art indeed just, Lord, if I contend with thee. But, sir, so what I plead is just. Why do sinners' ways prosper? And why must disappointment all I endeavor end? Wert thou my enemy, O thou my friend, how wouldst thou worse, I wonder, than thou dost defeat thwart me? O the sots and thralls of lust do in spare hours more thrive than I that spend, sir, life upon thy cause. See, banks and brakes now leavèd how thick, laced they are again with fretty chervil, look, and fresh wind shakes them. Birds build, but not I build, no, but strain, time's eunuch, and not breed one work that wakes. Mine, O thou Lord of life, send my roots rain.
Blood,
blood,
brimmed,
curse,
bone,
curse,
flesh,
blood,
brimmed,
curse,
flesh,
blood,
brimmed,
curse,
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 blood,
brimmed,
Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me?
I wake and feel the fell of dark, not day. What hours, O what black hours we have spent this night. What sights you heart saw, ways you went, and more must in yet longer light's delay.
I wake and feel the veil of
dark. What sights you heart so waits you end.
With witness I speak this, but where I say hours, I mean years, mean life, and my lament is cries countless, cries like dead letters sent to dearest him that lives. Alas, away I am galled. I am heartburn. God's most deep decree. Flesh-filled, blood-brimmed, the curse. Bones built in me, flesh-filled, blood-brimmed, the curse. Self, yeast, of spirit, a dull dose ours. I see the lost are like this, and their scourge to be as I am mine, the sweating selves.
I am not at all strong, not strong enough for the requirements, and do not see at all how I am to become so. This tormented mind, with this tormented mind, tormenting yet. I cast for comfort, I can no more get. Soul self, come, poor Jack self. Call off thoughts a while elsewhere. Leave comfort root room. Let joy sighs at God knows when to God knows what. What is my wretched life? 5 wasted years almost have passed in Ireland. I am ashamed of the little I have done, of my waste of time, although my helplessness and weakness is such that I could scarcely do otherwise. And yet, the wise man warns us against excusing ourselves in that fashion. I cannot then be excused. But what is life without aim, without spur, without help? All my undertakings miscarry. I am like a straining eunuch. Death, it is the greatest of earthly evils. It robs us of our all. The body cannot rest when it is in pain, nor the mind be at peace as long as something bitter distills in it and it aches. This may be at any time, and is at many. How then can it be pretended there is for those who feel this anything worth calling happiness in this world? There is a happiness, hope, the anticipation of happiness hereafter. It is better than happiness, but it is not happiness now. I wish then for death. Yet if I died now, I should die imperfect, no master of myself. And that is the worst failure of all. Oh my God, look down on me. Dearest mother, my fever is a sort of typhoid. It is not severe, and my mind has never for a moment wandered. It would give me little pain, were it not that while it was incubating, I exposed my head to a cold wind and took neuralgia, which torments me now. Best love to all. I am your affectionate son, Jared.
Call thy rain.
no worst, there is none. Pitched past pitch of grief, more pangs will schooled at four pangs wilder ring. Comforter, where is your comforting? Mary, mother of us, where is your relief? My cries heave, herds long, huddle in a mane, a chief woe, world sorrow. On an age-old anvil, wince and sing, then lull, then leave off. Fury had shrieked, no lingering, let me be fell, force I must be brief. O the mind, mind has mountains, cliffs of fall, frightful, sheer, no man fathomed. Hold them cheap, may who ne'er hung there. Nor does long our small durance deal with that steep or deep. Here, creep, wretch, under a comfort serves in a whirlwind. All life, death, does end, and each day dies with sleep.